Moss stood on the roof of an aging apartment building, the heavy fog glowing from the street signs below. It was time. Any moment now the convoy would pass just overhead. He stood in waiting, a snake ready to strike. Patchwork had hacked the log and had the schedule down to the second. This run was for him. He needed new hardware for his computers, and while it was very expensive on the black market, it was free to steal from D2E, the entertainment conglomerate who ran the world's television and internet. "You ready?" Moss asked of his friend Gibbs, laying on the roof next to him. He had a long rifle in his hands and was looking through the autoscoping lens.
"You nearly know it, Nettie,"
he said in an impression of some long-forgotten television show or movie which Moss didn't recognize. Gibbs had been learning to shoot and was getting better. After the big raid against Thutico, Gibbs had felt useless and demanded someone teach him a skill. He had enjoyed seeing the world from above and calling out what he saw, so shooting from afar seemed to be a good fit.
"They're approaching,"
Patchwork, their resident breaker and all-around computer whiz, said in their minds on their secure network. Moss turned on his drone pack and began hovering off the roof. No automated coordinates now. He controlled the movement with his neural implant. Patchwork had unlocked further functionality when he hacked the implant to ensure Thutoco couldn't get to him. After they blew up part of a headquarter building, destroying their technology and exposing the evil plan, they had been taking every measure to prepare for retaliation from the megacorporation. None had come yet. Moss lifted his launcher and readied himself as the convoy passed overhead. He fired, feeling the recoil as the arachno-tensile cable rocketed forward and magnetized to the side of the transport and pulled against where the other side had been attached to the roof. Moss saw Ina's cable fly nearly simultaneously, and the two tows stopped the transport dead in the air as the guard cars zipped forward before the programs realized what happened. The transport boosted its thrusters, pulling hard against the anchored cords. Moss and Ina flew up next to the struggling vehicle as the escorts turned back. Gibbs fired a massive explosive bullet through the engine of one, sending it careening toward the street below, a trail of smoke in its wake. Two passed through the smoke, their targeting disrupted by the plumes. One dropped a mounted machine gun from its base and opened fire on Gibbs, or so it thought. He had set up a small projector to the rear to produce a heated image of himself elsewhere on the roof. Bullets passed through the projection, shredding the tar and drywall down to the rebar. Gibbs shot back, the heavy weapon thudding against its bipod, the metal legs sinking into the tar. The bullet whistled through the air, striking the flighted car's energy converter, causing the machine to sputter and plummet directly down. The other two spun back on Gibbs as Ina and Moss mounted the transport, using heavy lasers to cut the doors open. They had to wear heavy masks and goggles, making it hard to see and maneuver while floating above the city street. There was commotion below, the two downed vehicles stopping traffic and attracting onlookers. People were pointing up, filming with their devices.
"Time's running out,"
Ina said as she yanked one of the doors open and clambered inside. Ina was a smart and capable street samurai who had been running with this crew for a long time. Moss knew if she said they were short on time, they were. He dropped his slicer, gloves, and goggles to the ground, the massive weapon landing with a crash atop one of the cars far below. He darted around to the other side and joined Ina inside as they heard Gibbs take down one more guard car.
"He's getting good," Moss observed.
Ina smiled. "Getting there," she said, looking around and trying to find the specific motherboard Patchwork had told them to look for. "He wastes too much time trying to get us all to watch old movies and shit. Time he could be spending honing a craft."
"Cut him some slack," Moss said absently, his eyes darting around, trying to find the hardware. "This is the most focused I've seen him get on anything."
"Liar," Ina laughed, and Moss paused, turning to look at her while the vehicle shook and pulled, the autopilot still trying to break free. Moss stopped a moment to look at her with confusion.
"What?"
"If he spent half as much energy applying himself to anything as he did playing video games and chasing tail, he could be an expert marksman," Ina said, holding the rattling cage of supplies inside the vehicle for support. The space was tight and filled with computer equipment. Patchwork had told them what they were looking for, but it was hard to know exactly.
"You seeing anything?" Moss asked.
"Not really," Ina said. "All looks the same to me." The vehicle shook violently as one of the escorts passed close overhead, the sound of shells falling on the roof like a brief rain. They both kept looking hurriedly, knowing Carcer Corp would already be on their way. This crew had massive bounties on them, and they could not get caught over something like this. Moss pulled open cabinets, still not finding what they were looking for.
"It's got a diamond," Ina began helpfully. "Diamond in the middle with two red stripes," Moss filled in. "I remember, he said it 1,000 times.